This is News in Notes. I'm Tony Cox. We just heard how the stimulus package will give money to schools, but not all schools can wait for the federal money. Some schools are cutting the school week to 4 days a week to save money. A school in the small town of Oak Ridge, Oregon, is one of those schools, and in a few moments we will talk to a parent of one of the students there. But first, joining us now is Donald Kordosky. He is the superintendent of the Oak Ridge School in Oregon. Mr. Kordosky, welcome.
Hi, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Your school will start having a 4-day school week soon. How did you and the school board decide, and why did you decide to shorten the school week?
Well, we were looking at ways to improve academic achievement, and that's how this started. We looked at some other school districts in Oregon that use the 4-day school week, went and did some site visits and decided it was a good fit for us, and then went through the process of having parent meetings, community meetings, subcommittees, and all that sort of thing.
So this was a proactive decision that you thought would improve the school, not something that you did out of financial constraints.
Absolutely. We are a small school district. We have a declining enrollment. We've lost over 40% of our enrollment in the last 10 years. We were looking at ways to improve the quality of education for the kids in Oak Ridge, and the 4-day school week seemed to be the best way to do that. It had absolutely nothing to do with money.
So how is going to school 4 days better than going to school 5 days, and how does it help a student learn?
Okay, well, first off, what we did was we looked at all of the research, including meta-analysis from 1980 on, for every dissertation and academic journal article. What we found out is that the 4-day school week increases student attendance, it decreases teacher absences, it increases employee morale, teacher turnover decreases, and it improves student academic progress. So when we looked at all of those things, we looked at the negative connotations that naturally come with thinking about a 4-day school week, did our research and found that it would be a good fit for our kids.
How many hours a day are kids?
They're going to be going to school about, well, they start at 8 in the morning and finish at 3:36.
And what were they doing before that?
Going from 8:15 until 3:15.
Now, what are parents supposed to do with their kids? This is for kindergarten through 12th grade?
That's correct.
And what do parents do with children about childcare on Friday when
school's closed? Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because even though we're on a 5-day school week right now, in reality, we are not on a 5-day school week. There are 21 weeks in the school year where we have 5 weeks out of 38. However, there are also 7 weeks where there's only 4 days of school, 3 weeks where there's only 3.5, 3 where there's 3, and 3 where there's only 2.5 days of school. Right now, the parents are having to find childcare half days on Thursday for teacher work days, teacher in services, grading days, conference makeup days. All of those days will be removed from the schedule, so there'll be 4 days of school each and every week. One of the ways that we're looking to help with the child care situation is that we're training all of our students, all of the high school and junior high students, to be certified through first aid through Red Cross for child care certification. And then parents will have that as a pool to find child care. Also, the research shows that for the most part, although it's a perceived problem with the 4-day school week, that in reality, the fifth day, they always do find child care, either through family or through babysitters.
Final thing is this, and I appreciate your coming on. How many kids are we talking about?
Total in the district?
Yes.
We have 595.
All right. I appreciate you coming on, sir. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
That was Donald Kordosky, who was superintendent of the Oak Ridge School in Oregon. Now we turn to Carol Miller. She is a parent of an Oak Ridge student. Hi, Carol.
Hi. How are you?
So I'm fine. How are you? That's the question.
Well, I'm good.
I mean, with this 4-day.
I support it. Like Don said, the kids were already on such a sporadic schedule, and I'm a stay-at-home mom, so it didn't affect me specifically, but there were so many parents that were agitated with this schedule on a regular basis that this is just going to bring consistency to most people's lives.
What do the kids say?
The children I've spoke to, the older kids are for it. The younger kids I don't really think are that aware as of yet. My daughter is for it. She's also in sports after school 3 days a week, so this will give us 1 day of relaxation when she does have the sports. And she's an advanced learner, so the fact that it will be able, hopefully in time, that she'll be able to go at her level instead of being held back as she is now in some ways, that's the advantage I see of it.
Is she in high school?
She is in elementary school. She's in third grade and currently is in a seventh grade reading level.
Now, we talk to you. You support it. We talk to the superintendent. He supports it. But are there those in the district, parents, who do not support
it? There were several community meetings. There were several opportunities for parents, community members to come and voice their opinions. Some people showed up. A lot of people didn't that had the opportunity to. And I'm sure once this goes into effect, there will be people come forward that maybe aren't happy with it. But the opportunity was there to express their concerns.
What about?
And it is on a 2-year trial.
All right.
And so, you know, the kids will have time to get used to it. The parents will have time to get used to it. But I really think it's just going to be way more consistent because this was ridiculous, the schedule before.
What are the teachers saying about it? They like the idea?
Most of them are in support. There were very few that weren't, and their concern was with the reading program adapting to the new schedule. And they're working on that.
One of the things that seemed obvious to us here at News and Notes with regard to this is the issue of Fridays and what to
right.
do with students on Fridays. You heard the superintendent talk about youngsters being trained in CPR and Red Cross and first aid as a means of potential, I don't want to say babysitting,
right.
but a means of support on Friday. Do you buy that? You like that idea?
Like I said, I'm a stay-at-home mom. That won't be an issue I'll have to deal with. But personally, you know, I would rather see an older person watching my children if I were at work all day. But there's a lot of people here with relatives. There are a lot of child care providers. I really don't think it'll be that big of a problem. And like I said, the schedule was very inconsistent before, and they were having to deal with it then.
And this was not something, as the superintendent said, that was brought about because of a financial crisis.
No, initially it was brought about because this school has a lot of Title I children, low-income children with some learning disabilities, and there's also a lot of children that have high learning capability that aren't being addressed. And even though there's money in the system for TAG, it isn't there. And these kids who need the extra attention aren't able to advance the way they need to, and it's almost like we're kind of settling and, you know, focusing on the lower level and instead of encouraging the kids, you know, that have a lot of talent and knowledge to excel. And so we're really hoping that this program will just, you know, raise the standards of the school, in fact.
All right. Well, Carol, good luck with it.
Okay. Thank you.
That was Carol Miller, a parent of a student in Oak Ridge, Oregon.